From the first page, I write, we will see a paradox in this world. We see beautiful nature, but at the same time, we see a very harsh world in front of the camera. So there is always, we try, in the framing, we try to create this, that the background almost works against the foreground. So in the background, we see this almost beautiful palm trees, fable-like, nature, and at the same time you see people in the front of the frame trying to get fresh water as a gift from the president. So this kind of two things, I believe, visual are striking, and at the same time really tells you about how life was in Iraq. It's something that especially in the south of Iraq, that you have this beautiful nature, but it's so harsh, so difficult to live there. And this paradox, I think, is what makes it interesting for me. Iraq is one of the oldest civilizations in the world. It's the birthplace of some of the oldest civilizations in the world. So it just feels naturally to do that. And everything that I try to portray here is also, as I mentioned before, is to create this kind of world that is so much in contradiction with each other. We have coffins and dead bodies crossing the checkpoints. At the background, we have the Great of Ur, which is where Ibrahim was saved from death. So these are two things that, you know, someone, it creates a meaning, it creates a layer in the story that with dialogue you cannot create, but visually can be striking. Yeah, one of the contradictions of living under a dictator like Saddam was that, you know, he required people to celebrate his birthday. One of his celebrations is to bake a cake for him. But at the same time, Iraq was under sanctions. And because we were under sanctions and there was access to food, what happened, he made the flour and sugar illegal to be sold in the market. But at the same time, he requires you to bake a cake. So this paradox of like, so the government is asking you to do something that will require you to do something illegal. So this kind of, you know, I would say toxic manipulation is something that I believe every dictatorship around the world is distinguished with. But with Saddam, it was probably his landmark. I think because the film has so many political themes or elements in it organically, I think that was encouraging to use a kid POV. Because kids show the world unfiltered, without judgment, it is how it is, and I feel they're not political. So I feel like that was necessary to tell this story and make it accessible for the audience without making it as a political assignment, you know. And that's why I feel like having it from a POV of a kid was very much a necessary thing for the film. As a kid, when I was growing up, I really liked the films that showed me the real world, but at the same time, it took a leap of faith into another the world beyond realism, I would say. And that's where the magic comes or the fableism comes. I think the fableism just felt authentic to this story, to this film, because we shot the film in part of it in the marshes, and the marshes as a location, it just feels magical and majestic, and it just felt very faithful to the place we are. So if you, for example, if you grow up in that area or if you visit that area, you hear so many legends from people in that area, about how, for example, this is true, or that legend is true, or that myth is true. And I feel like this is just something loyal to the story and to the tone of the film. And I think also it makes it more accessible to the audience, global audience around the world. People in the marshes, actually, they have pets. And it can be buffaloes, it can be cat, dog, you know, different things. I believe when I met Lamia, I noticed that she also is very comfortable with chickens and roosters and all. And I added that because I also, I think in our culture, roosters are majestic animals. And when they crow, it's usually, we say it's because they either saw an angel or a devil. So every time in the film, when the rooster crows, it means something bad is happening.